And so what does it say that a foreign country is able to spend $30 million in rural Kentucky to tell rural Kentuckians, no, no, we don't like your representative. We want a different one. The representative of the small town people of rural Kentucky is not supporting Israel's war in the Persian Gulf. So we veto that. We're going to come in with all these billionaire Jews from New York and LA and Miami. We're going to come in with all this billionaire Jewish money. These are people that have never set foot in Kentucky. They don't give a shit about Kentucky. They probably hate people from Kentucky. But they got deep pockets because they're institutional. They run the institutions that keep the global empire going. So they take their limitless resources, limitless cash, which is also transnational. They have their connections in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia, and elsewhere. They pour this money in, and they effectively tell the people in Kentucky, we don't like your guy. We want a more compliant guy. You know, he can vote on your stuff. We don't really care about your stuff, but he's going to submit to our interests. And what this tells us is that Israel effectively has hegemony. We do not have sovereignty. Sovereignty is the ability to determine what happens inside your borders. Whatever your system of government is, whether it's a monarchy, a democracy, it's that either the king, your king, or the people, your citizenry, your voters, they get to determine what happens inside your borders and how the taxes are collected and what they're spent on and when we go and kill and die in a conflict. If Israel has that much influence over the legislative process, which is to say the picking and choosing of the elected representatives, then do they not control our country? Do they not have a sphere of influence in America? Does it not suggest that whether it's Randy Fine in Florida or Ed Gallrein in Kentucky or Chuck Schumer in New York, that these United States are a part of their sphere of influence, that their money and their media power and their oligarchical pull and influence actually exerts gravity on rural Kentucky? Obviously, that is the conclusion. And so it means that the whole system is a farce. If at the end of the day, a congressman cannot say no to Israel, then that means the buck stops with Israel, and in particular, Jewish billionaires. If a representative, hi, I'm a representative, I'm the spokesperson of the sovereign citizens of the Republic of the United States of America, but I cannot tell my Jewish backers no. If I vote a certain way, a Jewish billionaire is going to inject $50 million into my race and I lose my seat and I have problems with my family, then they control the whole system. They control the whole process. They control the appropriations. They control the nominations, the executive branch. They control the whole thing. We're not a free country. We're not an independent, free, strong nation. That makes us a vassal of Israel. That makes us a puppet regime of Israel. How is that any different than in some backwater South American or African country or some kind of Pacific Oceanic microstate? If the CIA doesn't like your leader, if the CIA doesn't like the alignment of your latest regime, let's say you do too much business with China, you buy too many weapons from Russia, so the CIA comes in and installs some new leader, who's really in control of your country? You're a puppet of the United States. How is that any different than if Israel doesn't like the American president? Like, let's say, for example, Joe Biden? Then all the Jewish billionaires like Miriam Adelson and Bill Ackman and the rest of them are going to pour millions of dollars in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars. And they're going to bring in the full weight of the Jewish media. And you're going to have guys like Larry Ellison involved. And Zuckerberg is not going to support Biden this time around. And they're going to install a more compliant president like Trump, who's going to give him TikTok, who's going to give him Harvard, who's going to give him a war in Iran, who's going to give him the 2,000-pound bombs, who's going to ban the anti-Semites from getting a visa or going to the World Cup. And in the end, something like today, if a single solitary congressman doesn't want to vote for that kind of stuff, they're going to overthrow him too. How is that any different? That makes us, as clear as it can possibly be, a puppet regime of Israel. And how is it maintained? It's maintained through our Jewish oligarchy.